Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, Camille.
Hi.
Hi, this is Honey with Local Splash.
Yes.
Yes, we received an email from you yesterday, and that is the reason why I actually called, because I wanted to check if there's anything that we can go ahead and help you, if you have any concern.
Yeah, so I want to cancel those Facebook ads because I'm getting a lot of spam calls from those.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry to hear that. Let's go ahead and check on it and see what are the spam calls that you're getting.
I just want to cancel the Facebook ads, though, and I want to be refunded for that because I don't find the Facebook ads useful. Like, I haven't gotten any valid leads from the Facebook ads, so I want to cancel that, and I want a refund for that.
I see. I understand your request, but ads campaign are actually not refundable because they go directly to Facebook. So each time when a subscription is like made and we do ads for them, the budget is actually allocated already. But let me check your remaining budget here. Let me see. Facebook. I can go ahead and submit this one to our team. So, I can send you a refund request for the remaining budget that is left. I have to confirm with my team for how much is actually remaining budget. Or we can go ahead and, let me see, maybe we can go ahead and apply this one on your next invoice. We will just deduct it.
I don't want any more Facebook ads. Like, I want to cancel the Facebook ads altogether.
Yes, it will be canceled right now. I will go ahead and process the cancellation. But I mean, we can go ahead and, like, for example, let's say there's still like, let's say $50 left on your budget, then we can deduct it on your next invoice, not on the Facebook ads, but with the whole campaign, because you still have the, let's see, if we cancel Facebook ads, it will be a remaining $199 billing for you.
For what, and what is that for?
That is for SEO.
And that's what I have another question about, because I did my own SEO audit, and my information doesn't come up in any of the SEO audits that I've done outside of what you all are doing, and it doesn't even show up in Google.
Okay, let me go ahead and check here. Let's go ahead and review your account together so we can check. So you do cleaning services. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, and I had to go into my Google business listing and change it from cleaners to house cleaning service because it was categorized as a cleaners. So I want to be able to manage my own Google listing going forward.
Okay, no problem. So
like, I want to be listed as the owner on there because when I ran an SEO audit, it says that that my Google business listing is not claimed. And it says it's not verified.
Okay, let me go ahead and check on that. It is actually showing as verified in live on our end. Let me pull it out.
But I want to be listed as the owner, not the manager. I want to be listed as the owner on that.
We can go ahead and do that. So we were only listed as a primary owner because we are actually the one who created it and we manage it. But certainly if the client requests to go ahead and be the primary owner of the account, we always give it to them.
Okay. Yeah, I want to be the primary owner on the account.
Yes. Let me go ahead and process that. So your Google listing is already verified and live. So it's it is already in Google Places. But I think what you meant was like the ranking. So
yeah, like we're not showing up. Like if somebody searches house cleaners in Richardson, we don't show up at all.
Now, the reason for that one is that your account was just created, let me see it, when it was verified. So it got verified on February 24. Now, please know it takes about 45 to 60 days for the rank, for the business profile to rank up. So, yes, we are still on our, let's see, on the first month. So the business will not be ranking very well because that would depend on the competition. If competition is very high on your area, it would take time. But since it is, I see here that we have already optimized it. So that means we are already working on your ranking. So that's why we give the 45 to 60 days from the time it was actually optimized for you to be able to see that it is already on the first page.
Okay.
So let me confirm. The email is clean at
eudemonia.com.
Okay. I'll go ahead and change your access. I'll make you the primary owner.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. You should be getting an email to let you know that I, Hani Abelia, or H. Abelia, actually changed your access and made you the primary owner.
Okay.
All right. So I'll be removing the Facebook ads campaign. But you think, would you be able to give it more chance? I mean, we can go ahead and re-optimize it since it's just new. It started on the 27th, so roughly a month of running only. I mean, you still have budget remaining. Maybe we can let it run, and then I'll call you before April 20 to confirm with you if you still want to go ahead and proceed with another month or you'd like to go ahead and completely cancel. But rest assured, we will not bill you with Facebook ads before your next billing date, which is April 20, without your approval.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll submit this one to our team for re-optimization so we can utilize the remaining budget that we have. And then let me see, when is April 20? April is Monday. I will call you April 16.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you have any other questions or concerns or clarifications for our next plan?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Camille. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.